Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Friday, March 12th, and Liza Minnelli is 75 today. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories brought to you by Credit Union of Georgia. A fundraiser has been organized for the family of the two-year-old killed in an accident at Six Flags. COVID-19 vaccines will be available soon for Georgians with health issues. Cobb commissioners have an extra $114 million to spend. And two proposed developments near Powers Ferry Road and South Marietta Parkway will have to wait a month to be heard by the Marietta City Council. Plus, find out which local high schools are playing for the basketball state championship with MDJ Sports editor John Bednarowski.
Well, Friday night, we get the fourth all-Cobb state championship game in Class 6A boys. It'll be Wheeler against Kell. Saturday night, we get the Marietta girls. They'll take on Woodstock.
Credit Union of Georgia has the chance for you to win big while helping local charities. Between now and March 31st, you can be a part of the raffle happening online at cuofga.org. You can win great prizes and help local charities at the same time. Only 500 raffle tickets will be sold, so get yours from Credit Union of Georgia today. Find them online at cuofga.org. That's cuofga.org. Win great prizes and help local charities with Credit Union of Georgia.
A family has organized a GoFundMe page after the death of a two-year-old in an accident at Six Flags over Georgia. Ashton Cooksey was killed last Saturday after being hit by a car in the amusement park's parking lot. 51-year-old Techie Russell, Ashton's aunt, took Ashton and three other children to the park, and as Miss Russell was leaving the park, she believed all four children were in the car, but hit Ashton while pulling out of the parking space. He passed away from his injuries at Scottish Rite Hospital. Georgians ages 55 and older, as well as those with a variety of health issues, will be eligible for COVID-19 vaccines starting next Monday amid a recent boost in supplies. Vaccines could also potentially be available for all Georgia adults starting next month if the current number of shots that federal officials are sending weekly to the state continues to increase, as it has in recent weeks. Along with adults 55 years and older, vaccines will be open starting March 15th to Georgians with health conditions, including cancer, moderate to severe asthma, heart conditions, diabetes, cystic fibrosis, hypertension, liver disease, COPD, chronic kidney disease, cerebrovascular disease, and compromised immune systems. For a COVID-19 update, deaths in Cobb have fallen to an average of 1.1 deaths per day as of Wednesday. That's the lowest average since January 4th, before deaths began to surge. Cobb County recorded an additional 2 deaths, 3 hospitalizations, and 69 new confirmed coronavirus cases on Wednesday. This brings up the total cases for the county to 56,414. You can find the full Cobb-Douglas Public Health Report, including data on how the coronavirus is affecting different zip codes, at mdjonline.com. Cobb commissioners approved a slate of dozens of projects this week that will receive funds raised by extra revenue from the 2016 SPLOST program. With a whopping $114 million in cash expected to come in by the end of 2021, the question is, where is all that money going? Road improvements, resurfacing, park work, public safety, and the county jail all ended up with significant funds, according to the final list. Back in 2014, Cobb voters approved a 1% sales tax for 5 years to fund an array of special infrastructure projects around the county. That SPLOST package began on January 1st, 2016, and is set to expire at the end of this year when a new package will take effect. The largest portion of the funds will go to transit and roadway improvements, including $3 million for drainage system work and nearly $15.3 million for general resurfacing costs. Engineer Solutions of
Georgia. Hey Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW. Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Adventure Outdoors, right here in Cobb County, is not only the largest gun store in America, with over 18,000 guns in stock every day, nor is it just the home to one of the largest shooting ranges in Georgia, the Remington Range, with range memberships starting at just $25 a month. Adventure Outdoors also offers a wide variety of gun safety and firearms training courses. Whether you're considering buying your first gun or looking to expand your knowledge and improve your skills, Adventure Outdoors has the training and safety courses you need. From first-time gun owner courses to marksmanship training and everything in between, Adventure Outdoors even offers personalized one-on-one instruction. Visit Adventure Outdoors on South Cobb Drive in Smyrna or online at adventureoutdoors.us.
Two proposed developments near Powers Ferry Road and South Marietta Parkway will have to wait a month to be heard by the Marietta City Council. Facing strong opposition from area residents, the Nexus Gardens and Laurel Park proposals were tabled until the council's April 14th meeting. The southeastern property, Nexus Gardens, is envisioned as a mixed-use development with 39 townhomes, 176 apartments, 160 senior living units, retail, and office space. The northwest property, Laurel Park, would comprise 204 single-family townhomes. Local residents near the proposed developments publicly denounced two rezonings for the projects, and two websites have been organized by residents opposing the developments at SaveMarietta.com and MyClohide.org, the latter referring to the Cloverdale Heights area.
I'm JP Edwards on the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Cobb police have confirmed that they found a missing teenager. 14-year-old Layla Morris went missing on Wednesday. She was last seen around the intersection of Powder Springs and Macklin Roads on Wednesday night. The Cobb County Police Department has announced that Layla has been found safe and sound. I'm JP Edwards for the Marietta Daily Journal podcast.
Now for a look at sports around Cobb County, including the local high schools playing for the basketball state championship, MDJ sports editor John Bednarowski joins the podcast.
Well, Friday night we get the fourth all Cobb state championship game in Class 6A boys. It'll be Wheeler against Kell. It's round four. Wheeler won the first two. Kell beat Wheeler for the region championship, a number one seed. And they both worked their way through the brackets to meet again in the championship game. The only bad thing about that is we got to go 3 hours south to watch it. Saturday night, we get the Marietta girls. They'll take on Woodstock in the Class 7A girls title game. Marietta's looking for its first state championship in girls basketball since 1951. So I think that drought's been long enough.
John Bednarowski is the sports editor at the Marietta Daily Journal. John, tell me how we got to an all Cobb County state championship game.
Wheeler took care of business against Centennial. Centennial, you know, I don't want to say it was a Cinderella ride through the playoffs to the Final Four, but they had to play Pope in the first round, and I fully expected Pope to beat them, but Centennial found a way, and they just ran into a better team in Wheeler in the Final Four. Cal had to go on the road for the first time, went all the way down to Lee County. That game was kind of back and forth until the middle of the third quarter, and then Cal opened up, I think it was an 11 or 12 point lead, and then held on to win by five. This matchup, you know, I was talking to the coaches earlier this week. You know, it's the fourth time they've seen each other. And, you know, we got a little bit of a taste of it early on. The first matchup, Wheeler beat Kell 74-73 in overtime. And when I talked to Coach Larry Thompson after that game, he said, you know, this is a team we're liable to see three more times. And when he said that, he knew the only way that they could see them three more times was to play them in the state championship game. And, they've been ranked number one and number two all year in Class 6A. I really think this could be another one of those barn burners, because the three games that they've played, Wheeler won by one, Wheeler won by three, and Kell won by six in double overtime. So, you know, they're going to go down there, lace them up. And it wouldn't surprise me if we play 3, 4, 5 overtimes in this one, because these teams are that close.
And John, what else can we look forward to around the county?
Well, we're really starting to hit the meat of the schedule, spring schedules. You know, taking a step back, looking at last on Monday and Tuesday, the Pope boys won the Cobb County Invitational Golf Tournament. The girls get their chance at the Cobb County Championship on Monday and Tuesday over at City Club Marietta. I know over the weekend we've got some big time high school baseball games, and I can't think of a bigger one than Friday night. Two of the best teams in the area. We've got Pope hosting Lassiter. The weather's getting nice, and the games are going to start getting bigger because we're getting into a region play. So it's going to be, you know, once we get this round ball stuff out of the way, we'll throw a little hardball, a little soccer, a little lacrosse at you, and looking forward to a lot of big matchups in all sports as we hit the last 2.5 months of school, if you can believe that.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at CarmichaelFuneralHomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
It pays to know your doctor. It pays to know your lawyer. And now more than ever, it pays to know your local real estate professional. Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake with Drake Realty, and we have 7 offices in the Metro Atlanta area, including 2 right here in Cobb County and 1 at Lake Oconee. I'm the proud leader of over 700 agents here in Georgia, and we pride ourselves in professional service, whether you are the buyer or the seller. Drake Realty makes the home buying process seamless from contract to close. Our agents are a little different. They're not pushing for the quick sale and close. They are pushing for the best price and terms for their client. In other words, Drake Realty fights for you. And right now, with the lowest interest rates we have seen in 30 years, now's the time to buy that dream home, vacation home, or new home your family deserves. A lot of real estate agents talk big. Let my team at Drake Realty prove they will fight for you. I'm Jeffrey Drake, and I'd be honored to have my team serve you. Visit us online at drakerealty.com. And remember, it's not how quick you sell or buy, it's what the deal provides for your future.
Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.